Proclamation number 4425 of 2nd of September, 1948. Reference to natural disaster, destruction and living situation after. The world has already experienced great things, and it will have to experience even greater things. You humans are not yet aware of the time in which you stand, and you have even less idea of the time you are approaching. You pay no attention to the indications, and when you listen to them you do not believe what is announced to you. And thus you will watch in horror the events which will shortly take place and draw people's attention to themselves. And you will constantly hope for a remedy because you cannot believe that your earthly life shall continue without all pleasures. Yet earthly help will only be granted to you if you betray me, and only a few will remain faithful to me, take a difficult life upon themselves and realize that the time of the end has come. These few have my love because they don't allow themselves to be blinded by my adversary. They renounce earthly possessions and earthly pleasures. They take up the cross and carry it until the end, until I come to fetch them home into my kingdom. But the others believe they can force life, for they don't believe in me. They don't believe in fate, just as they don't believe in life after death and in having to answer to a judge who knows all their thoughts, their deeds and their will. They do not fear this judge because they do not believe in him. But he will already make himself heard shortly, even though my voice will not be recognized there either because the will to do so is lacking and the adversary likewise harasses people and presents life to them as beautiful and tries to influence them into purely material thinking. And he will be able to achieve great success, for people are far more his followers than mine and therefore don't want to hear about the end either. And yet, they, too, will be horrified by the magnitude of the destruction which will take place through the elements of nature. But hardened hearts will not be touched by it, and whether my word is also held up to them, whether they are seriously pointed to the end, they reject a divine power, they only regard it as a natural phenomenon and attach no significance to this my intervention. For them the final admonition is unsuccessful, they sink ever deeper and in the end will belong to those who will be cast into darkness by me, for they don't take hold of the hand which reaches out to them, and thus they will fall into the abyss again for a long time. Amen.